A school shooting in Florida prompted a nationwide drive for more gun laws, but cities in Florida are not likely to join in. The state of Florida did impose a waiting period for gun purchases and raised the age for gun sales to 21. Some city leaders in Florida would like to do more, and they are not happy that state law explicitly forbids them. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Under Florida law, only the state legislature is allowed to regulate firearms. Local government officials who ignore that law face stiff penalties, removal from office, a $5,000 fine they must pay from their personal funds, and lawsuits from any person or group affected. That's effectively stopped local governments from taking any action on guns until Parkland. Following the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, like the students, local government officials are speaking up.
Our legislature is cowardly, I think. They are sold to the NRA, and it takes cities or individuals or communities such as ours to do something.
That's Raul Valdez Fowley, the mayor of Coral Gables, a Miami suburb. After the Parkland shooting, he and the city's commissioners voted to adopt a ban on high-velocity semi-automatic rifles. It lasted just 3 weeks. It was overturned after some commissioners reconsidered the consequences. Coral Gables gun collector Raul Mascanosa came to a commission meeting with a threat.
If you pass this law, we will sue you. Chances are, as your own city attorney has told you, is we will win. And you will end up paying not just your attorney's fees, but you'll be paying our plaintiff's fees as well.
Coral Gables is now taking another approach. It's joining at least 8 other cities to challenge the penalties in a law that preempts cities' ability to regulate guns. It's a lawsuit initiated by Daniel Sturmer, the mayor of Weston, a community about 20 miles from Parkland. If it's successful, Sturmer says he has a local ordinance ready to go. It would prohibit guns in Weston's public buildings and parks.
If you walk into City Hall today or a park today, we can't even put up a sign that says no firearms allowed. We used to have them there. But once the preemption came in, we had to take it down.
The penalties targeting local officials were added in 2011 to a law that already preempted cities and counties from regulating guns. NRA lobbyist Marion Hammer helped write it and get it passed.
Elected public officials put themselves above the law, so the legislature had to come back and put penalties in.
Hammer has no comment on this lawsuit or a second one challenging Florida's preemption law planned by Every Town for Gun Safety, a group backed by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. But she says in a state where more than 1.8 million people have permits to carry a concealed weapon, it's important to have a single set of gun laws.
In a mobile society, citizens could inadvertently violate local ordinances by simply traveling our state with no way of knowing what these local ordinances were.
If the lawsuits are successful, some cities are considering bans on high-velocity semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazine clips. Gun control advocates unsuccessfully tried to get those provisions added to the law recently passed by the state legislature. There's now a move to put those two measures on the ballot for voters to consider statewide. Skip Campbell is the mayor of Coral Springs, the town next door to Parkland. To put the measures on the ballot in Florida, he says, proponents will need more than 1 million signatures. And to pass it, they'll need 60% of voters to approve it. Campbell concedes it's a high bar.
I'm hoping that the young people who have shown up and have taken this issue on will stay engaged and will, in fact, help us get by the signature issue. And then I'm hoping that those same young people, because they're turning 18, will get out there and vote.
Campbell says organizers want to get the measures on the ballot in 2020, a presidential election year. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.